The fifth gateway, tame your mind. You perceive the world through an obscure window of beliefs, interpretations, and associations. The world is therefore a reflection of your mind. As your mind clears, you perceive reality simply as it is. What does your experience of life reveal about your filters of perception? Now let's turn to the fifth gateway. Tame your mind. I could have also titled this gateway Transcend Your Mind. And we're going to look at some new takes on what it means to meditate, what it does and does not do for you. But before we do, let's go through a few considerations, a few questions, a mind assessment. First, do you believe that you see reality as it is when you look around? What do you do when you have troubling thoughts, such as worries, concerns, guilt, preoccupations, or anxieties? What do you do? Do you believe your life would be better if you had better control over your thoughts? Have you tried to quiet your mind? What happened? Do you try to think positively? Have you successfully done so with any consistency? Should people be held responsible for petty, jealous, negative, lustful, or sadistic thoughts or ideas? Would you like to live a more simple life? What might this have to do with your mind? Let's talk about the problem of mind, how mind works. Let's underscore this. Most of you are familiar, if you've read Way of the Peaceful Warrior, or you might have even gone to the source and read Plato's Republic, or wherever that was. I remember reading the allegory of the cave, which describes people sitting in a dark cave with a single fire, and their shadows are projected onto the wall, and they see their shadows dancing on the wall, and to them, that's life. They look at the shadows and see, this is life. This is reality. And then by one day, somebody stumbles out of the cave, to make this story short, by accident, and walks out into the sunlight. And after being blinded by the light for a while, this person looks around and sees an entirely different reality. And they go back. The metaphor, of course, is an enlightened being. They go back and they say, wait, turn away. This isn't reality. And people say, are you crazy? What are you talking about outside? There's no outside. What is colors? What does that mean, colors? And they thought he was crazy. And until finally a few people would take a risk and start to study and listen and eventually see the sunlight. So do we see? The point is, do we see reality as it is? I suggest not. I suggest that we look through not only our eyes, and we perceive the world through a layer, like a window, a muddy window, a distorted glass. We see through our opinions, our values, our associations, our interpretations, our beliefs. We're looking through all those things. So when I looked at those women, young women getting into a Mercedes sports car, I didn't see it as it was. I saw it through my interpretation. Look at those little rich girls. Maybe they were poor actors doing a scene. I didn't know. We don't see the world as it is. We see and we hear. We perceive through filters. There are many odors in the world, and some of them we say, that's a nice odor. Ooh, that's a terrible odor. Our dog might disagree with us. Everything is just interesting to dogs, if it's an odor, right? Some odors are more fascinating than others. Point is, we make judgments about everything, and this is good, this is bad, this is spiritual, this is not. We don't see reality as it is. Let me give an example. There are many people who teach relationship trainings and communication trainings, how to communicate better. Well, this gives you a handle on understanding where people are coming from and teaches us to really listen, kind of transcend the mind while we're perceiving things. The example I give in Everyday Enlightenment, for example, a mother comes home from work. And she's feeling a little bit guilty, subtle, you know, but she's come home. Her son is already home. He's a latchkey kid. He has to let himself into an empty house. And he goes inside and he wants a space out. He just got home from school. So he turns on the television set. And he's watching a program when his mother comes in and she wants to show him that she's interested. She just got home from work and she's tired. But she says, Jack, you have much homework? What homework do you have today? Well, Jack turns to her and says, get off my back, Mom. I'll do it as soon as I can. Now, what went on there? What went on there? She just said, hi, honey, what homework do you have today? What Jack heard, however, through his filter was, hey, lazy buns, get off the couch, turn off the TV, and get to your homework. Because he was aware maybe he should be doing his homework. So he was hearing not what she said. He was not in touch with that. He was hearing his interpretation of what she said. How many of you have gone into that? How many of us have fallen into that trap? When you listen to couples communicate, it's fascinating. One will answer something that had nothing to do with a question or statement. That's how communications go awry, because of this thing called mind. Beliefs impact our reality tremendously. I'll give you an example. I mentioned the word ocean cruise. What comes to mind? Well, some people, immediately the picture is ocean cruise. They picture fresh sea air, blue skies maybe. They picture ice sculptures and great food, you know, in great abundance. And those cruises have it. Maybe a swimming pool on the deck or a shuffleboard. They're picturing all these things. But I'll tell you, there are just as many people. You say ocean cruise, the first thing that comes to mind, the Titanic. You mentioned camping trip. For me, oh yeah. Cold nights, warm sleeping bag, looking up at the stars, campfire at night, panoramic vistas, walking through the trails. Yeah, but I'll tell you, I know somebody really well. I won't mention her name right now, but I say camping trip, the first thing that comes to mind, ticks, bugs, snakes, raccoons, grizzly bears, etc., and dirt, and outdoor latrines. Our beliefs and our perceptions, our expectations,